Hey, you guys, and welcome to the Confidence Boost, your twice weekly pep rally to boost your biz esteem. I'm your host, Brandy Riley. All right, ladies, can we make a vow to stop acting like people are doing us a favor when they hire us? You know what I'm talking about. Like, we're not charging our worth. We're not asking for respect. We're not holding our clients up to the standards that we place for ourselves because we're just happy that somebody hired us. We need to stop doing that. Let me remind you that when you have a business that requires you to use your time, your energy, and sometimes your finances to get things done for someone else who is not your children, that it is a business transaction and it should be treated as such. So if someone doesn't pay you or they pay you late or they don't want to pay whatever it is that you say that you charge, then it is your responsibility to handle that like an entrepreneur and a business owner and not like a jilted girlfriend, a little sister, or the unpopular kid who's happy that the cheerleader finally wants them to sit with them at lunch. I see that a lot in business with women, where we are so good at what we do, whether it is in the tech space or we're writing or we're teaching or whatever it is. But when it comes time to talk about money, we have such a difficult time. Why is that? Why do we all of a sudden revert back to being little girls when it's time to have these big discussions? I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that growing up, talking about money wasn't really something that many of us did. And by many of us, I'm talking about like late millennials, older millennials, I guess they call it. Those of us kind of in the Generation X, the Xennials, you know, all of us in the midlifers, we didn't really talk about money. Women knew that they were getting paid less than men. And as much as we hated it, it was just kind of like, we're glad to be getting paid at all. Well, that doesn't have to be the case anymore, y'all. Now everyone is aware that there is a gender wage gap that needs to be narrowed, that needs to be eliminated. And it's going to be on us women to say, hey, I'm not going to do this work for free or below cost anymore because it takes me the same amount of time and energy as it takes a man. Or I'm not going to give you a discount on these services because I know that the quality of my work warrants the fee that I placed upon it. They are not doing you a favor by hiring them. Now, I will say this, like I definitely appreciate and recognize the fact that folks don't have to come to me. They can go to other people. So I know that by making the choice to pay me their money, that they are sowing into my dreams. They are helping me to fulfill my passion. And I don't take that for granted at all. But I also know that they're receiving something for that payment that goes beyond just good feelings and helping a sister out. You know, like at the end of the transaction, they are going to receive something in exchange for the money that they are giving me. So when you are talking rates with people, when they ask you how much you charge, I want you to keep that in mind. Just remember that they're not doing you a favor. You're not doing them a favor. Money is being exchanged for services provided. And as long as you do what it is that you say that you're going to do and that they hire you for, then you have fulfilled your end of the bargain. You don't have to offer a discount. You don't have to go well above and beyond. You just need to make sure that you give them what they gave you money to do. You guys, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I know it's just like a quick little reminder throughout your day that you're not alone, that I understand some of the things that you're going through and thinking about. And I appreciate you just popping in and listening every Tuesday and Thursday. I would love for you to subscribe. If you would leave me a 5-star rating and a review, that would be amazing. And let me know what you think about these episodes. Do you want them to be longer? Do they need to be even shorter? Let a sister know. I'm open to any suggestions you guys have. Thanks so much, and I'll talk to you later.